Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hey, this is Ben.
And this is Ashley.
We know you love hearing from Bachelor Nation around the nation.
So we're sending Rachel Recchia on the road from time to time to give you exclusive content at fun events.
We sent Rachel up to Napa with Dean and Kaylin for the Live in the Vineyard Country concert. And she is getting all the behind-the-scenes stories.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. This is Rachel Recchia. I'm here with Almost Famous on the Road, a new segment of the podcast we're going to do, trying to catch up with some of your Bachelor Nation favorites on the road. And today we're here with Kaylin and a very unwell Dean Bell. And we're here in Napa Valley.
Yes. Hey,
thanks for having us, Rach.
Oh my gosh, thanks for coming on. We've been having the best time here in Napa. Too much fun, yes. Some would say.
Yeah, last night I just drank a little bit more wine than I thought I was going to.
You're not a wine drinker. It doesn't bode well for you.
Is there a certain color of wine that you drink that gives you less hangovers? Like I thought white would have been the one.
I think organic. White would give. I feel like red has the Is it the tannins that mm-hmm. give you a hangover?
Red
Were
dust.
You drinking just white?
I was only drinking Sav B's all night.
Sav B.
But if you drink organic wine, that typically doesn't give me a hangover, or at least as bad of one.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We're drinking high quality wine out here in Napa. I was like,
it can be high quality, not be organic though.
We just had a couple too many sips.
Yeah.
We're going to have a couple more today.
I feel good though.
I feel great.
I was drinking a lot of water last night.
Rub it in, guys. Rub
it in. I feel amazing.
I got back to the room last night because I was going to work on my computer for a little bit. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't see straight. I got to go lay down.
He went out to the living room for like 5 minutes and then came back 5 minutes later. He's like, I can't do it.
I got all my files transferred. So that way I'm set up for success today. That was my plan.
Yeah.
At least he led us back to the room.
Yes.
He found the way back in the dark.
Drunk. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah. I couldn't find my way here this morning.
Just followed that North Star all the way to the room. I remember sneaking out of the gate. Do you guys remember that part of the night? That was funny.
When?
But like sneaking out of that little gate right there at the front.
We had like
because we couldn't we didn't know the code.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because we didn't know how to open the gate last night. So we were all just like trying to squeeze through, but we all made it somehow.
That was funny. Yeah, good night. Oop.
Oh, Dean. Yeah, Dean has an ice pack on his head right now because he's really hurting.
My apologies.
No, but we had so much fun yesterday. And we got to see Scotty McCreary, mm-hmm. who knows Caitlin. And I'm never going to get over that. He's confirmed Bachelor Nation member.
It's so funny to hear like what celebrities watch The Bachelor.
I know Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Kylie watch.
Haley and Justin used to. I don't know if they still do. Because Justin knows Dean.
Justin and me go way back. We're good friends.
You guys Instagram friends?
He's messaged me a couple times. Yeah.
And he saw him at the Grove. He saw him at the Grove and like rolled down his window and he's like, Dean.
And I turned around and I was like, what?
Is that Justin Bieber?
Some silly fans trying to get my attention.
And you guys Justin, heard a first name
basis? And Justin Bieber sticking out of the top of his sunroof of his super nice G-Wagon.
That's and he used to FaceTime Raven and those contestants, right?
I think so, yeah. Him and like D'Lo were pretty close or something, like good friends or something like that.
Oh my gosh, I need to be on that season.
Yeah. I know.
I'm a couple years late. I could have been friends with Justin Bieber. Yeah. Iconic. But no, there was a lot of good people mm-hmm. playing last night. I'm excited for the concert tonight.
Yes.
And we thought we saw one of my exes at the concert last night.
Well, you thought you saw one of your exes.
I literally thought I saw a ghost. I went into full panic because you know when you see people on these like bachelor trips and you just assume you're going to run into an ex, but seeing one in the wild when you don't think you're going to see them, it just scares me. And I think that's the first time I think I've seen an ex out in the wild, but it ended up not being him. I was 100% convinced that Jordan V from my season in Paradise was in the crowd. And I was so mad because I'm like, he's really not going to come up and say anything to me
because you're on stage. He knows you're there. You were on stage. So for sure is aware of your presence.
No. And that's, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's just going to go to the back and I'm pulling up pictures of him on Google and showing everyone. I'm like, no, that's 100% him. So I send Dean to go investigate and he goes right up to him. And what did he say?
He's like, his name, I was like, hey, are you Jordan by any chance? He goes, no, my name's Owen, and this is my fiance. And I was like, oh, okay, never mind, sorry.
And you just walked away like that?
And I was like, oh, I like hit myself in the head. I was like, oh man, you look so familiar. I'm so sorry about it. And then
he played it off so well.
Well, the funny thing about Dean is if he's had a couple of drinks, you can kind of convince him to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably one of my favorite qualities about myself.
Me too.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Oh, there's nothing that crazy, but... I
doubt that somehow.
I know.
I doubt that.
Same with Caitlin, though. Caitlin jumped into a freezing cold pool once when she was drunk.
You can get me to do a lot when I'm drunk, yeah.
Which is shocking because you're like kind of a little scaredy cat when you're sober.
Yeah. I think one of the craziest things he did, I don't know what diet's on, is someone dared him to get an Instagram tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
While he was drunk and he did it.
I did it.
Instagram tattoo?
Yeah.
Right of here. What, your handle?
Just like the Instagram logo. With the logo. Little circle in it.
Can I see it?
Yeah. It's right there. I was getting a tattoo.
Where were you?
In Indonesia. And I like texted my friend. I was like, hey, I'm getting the Shaka tattoo that we've always talked about. And he sends me a picture of the Instagram logo. And he's like, you won't. And then I was like.
Did you get Shaka that night too or no?
Yeah, I got Shaka that night too.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah. I don't know.
That's another long, crazy story.
Yeah, there's long, crazy. Attached story to that. That doesn't really matter. But yes, all I need is a little bit of a motivation, someone to dare me to do something.
Dare, yeah.
Pretty much do anything.
We'll have to think of something fun tonight after we have a couple sips of
wine. I think I'm going to stay sober today. Last night was your chance to get me to do something stupid, but
completely sober in Napa Valley.
Well, I hadn't. It's my first time drinking in like 5 days.
So. You just said you were hungover coming here.
What?
You just said you were hungover coming here. Right.
That was Thursday night, and then now today is Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, so I didn't drink till Tuesday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is 5 days.
Okay.
5 days sober.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
That's
too.
That's impressive.
It's hard too, because in Oregon, Caitlin was drinking wine every night.
I had a glass of wine.
And they were like, you know, it was open bar at this thing.
Well, it's hard because, okay, so we like basically travel all the time. And so I was saying like, we won't drink unless we're traveling. But then we were traveling so much and more than we were home.
Yeah.
So it's tricky. Now it's like, when do we drink?
It is.
Never.
It's so nice, especially when we're traveling and you wake up like sober and refreshed and like not hungover. It's just such a good feeling.
Yeah. That's kind of been our new thing. Traveling is not drinking. And it's so much better. We were in Aruba and normally I get bloated like in 5 seconds. Don't want to be in a swimsuit from the alcohol. And so in Aruba, we drank the last night and that was it. And we felt so good.
Yeah. So good. And in Japan, we didn't drink at all. Yeah. And we got to eat more food and feel better.
Yeah. I'm not really much of a drinker, but it's hard when you go to a place like Napa and you're expected to drink.
Well, that's the difference between you and me is like, you can go to dinner and have one glass of wine and then be good. If I have like a beer, I'm like, I got to have five more now.
Yeah, we're different in that way.
I think I've got the alcoholic gene in me. I just can't stop after one. I'm like, what's the point of one if I'm not going to have 10?
You're just not good. It's not even like alcohol. You're just not good at like knowing when and how to say no. Like you stuff yourself and you're like, oh, I'm sick, you know?
Yeah, like pizza.
Yeah.
So you have an addictive like personality?
I don't think so, but I do sometimes. I guess that's probably a good way to describe it.
Yeah, you just indulge yourself.
Well, if it's there, I just hate wasting things. So if I order a large pizza, I gotta eat every last bite. Or at least try my hardest.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not a quitter.
So it's not that you're an alcoholic, you're just an indulger.
Well, I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I'm just saying that the gene resides in me somewhere.
We are not therapists on this podcast or medical professionals.
I don't think it's an alcoholic gene. I think it's just the indulgent.
Yeah.
And you.
Well, I do think my dad had an alcohol problem, so maybe I should probably nip that in the bud.
But you don't have a problem.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he did, and it probably predisposed to have the same problem if I don't check myself occasionally.
No more of that.
Okay.
I feel like yesterday I needed at least a couple of glasses of wine to get up and present. I feel like that just never gets easier for me because we had to go up and like present all these artists. And I feel like I just get so nervous, like in front of a crowd like that. Did you guys feel that way?
No.
You know, he's like, it was super easy.
I normally would, but I don't know. It just felt so casual last night.
It was super casual.
Like it felt like a very small crowd, just easy.
I've always thought in college, when you would give presentations in front of the class and you'd always get really nervous for it. No, I was terrified of it. But when I was like a senior, I started to realize when other people are giving a presentation, I'm paying 0% attention. And so like when I'm presenting, I'm sure they're all giving me that same grace as not paying attention at all.
Mm.
So I'm like, no one really cares if I mess up or if I stutter or if I do anything bad, because like, it's not going to change anything. And what I was thinking yesterday too, was like, no one cares about the presenter of a musical act. They only care about the musical act.
Right.
So it's like, whatever, I guess.
I think about that too. Like when someone's on stage giving a presentation, whatever it is, I'm like, most of us aren't paying attention at all.
Especially in class when they're presenting on a topic like I could literally care less.
You're thinking
about
a million other things.
Yeah.
I feel like last night they were like, oh, is anyone here watching The Bachelor? No one said anything. And we're just like, okay. Like, but then when you guys went out, then they like everyone like realized they remembered The Bachelor again.
It was.
Well, I don't know. Credit to Bobby because she was trying to hook you up with a single guy in the crowd.
Okay. Can we talk about that? My card literally said she tried to find love 3 times and failed, basically. And she's still looking for love. And so the presenter before us, she was like, is anyone here single? Not one person.
No one.
Not one person said a word. And then I just went up on stage after, like, hi, everyone. So your next act is Rodney Atkins.
No, you did good up there, though. I think
you
did.
Yeah, thank you.
I think the crowd just needed to be loosened up a little bit.
Yeah, they needed a couple steps.
Seriously. Yeah. They were a little tight.
Especially Jordan V, man. He's pretending to be someone else. Pretending to be someone else just to get out of whatever we're trying to get him into. I don't know.
We didn't want his girlfriend, his fiance to know that he was on the show.
Right.
It's all a front. Jordan B., we know.
Exposed.
You're exposed. He's going to listen to this and be like,
what keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short. And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Where are you going after this, Rachel? After Napa, what are you doing?
Oh, me and Kaylin have a day planned.
No, after Napa, like after tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow I'm going back to LA.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm back to my bed.
Do you have any travel plans coming up?
I don't. And I'm actually kind of excited to not be going somewhere really, really quickly after.
Don't you have like a cat or something?
I don't.
Oh, you don't have a cat.
No. Gotcha. That's not me. That's someone else.
Do you have a roommate?
Yeah, I live with Genevieve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like Genevieve.
Yeah, I love Jen. We have so much fun, but she also is never home. So we're both kind of just like...
How come I've randomly bumped into Genevieve out in LA a few times, but I don't think I've ever randomly bumped into you out in LA?
Because I don't go out.
Oh, gotcha.
Inside of my apartment.
That makes sense.
But, you know, I try. I try to get out there so I can meet someone in the wild, but...
Is Genevieve dating anyone?
She's not either.
Really?
We're both just in our not dating phase.
Single girl era.
Single girl in LA. Yeah. Not too much fun at all.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed.
You're going to get into a relationship and you're going to remember the single days fondly.
That's what everyone says. But I've been in the single girl days for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping that's true.
Remind me what happened to you on Paradise. Because I remember you were, weren't you, was it Jordan that you were dating?
Yeah. I dated everyone on Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it was Brayden, maybe like too close to my season.
Yeah.
Who was the last person you dated? I don't remember how. Tanner. And then what happened with him? He dated.
We had this like roast and then he went out there and he was like, when we heard we were getting a bachelorette, we all were hoping it was Gabby. And I ran into him at AFR sitting next to Gabby.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, oh, nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, remember the bachelorette that like you wanted on Paradise? And she was sitting next to Robbie. Her girlfriend, and I'm like, I don't know.
That roast, I remember it getting like really mean. Everyone was being really mean to each other, it seemed like.
The boys are always mean. Mm. And it was worse in person. Like, it was so much worse.
They like edited the most of it out?
Well, yeah, because in person, you usually like, they'll talk about each person. So each boy went up and talked so much shit about all the girls, and especially the girls they were dating. I'm like, first of all, why are we doing a roast?
Yeah.
A couple days before proposals. That's another story. Yeah. But like all the boys trying to get into like hot water that close to like making a decision.
So stupid.
But they never think.
And like roasts are supposed to be funny. Like if you're mean, at least be funny. And they were, none of them were even funny.
Would you roast me?
I would roast. Have you ever seen Andy Samberg's roast?
No.
He's so funny. He like roasts. You guys have to watch it after this. He like, cause you know, like the roast, I think it was a roast of, James Franco or something like that. And he goes around and roasts everyone. And he's like talking about, he like roasts himself while roasting them. And it's just like the funniest thing ever.
I like that. Self-deprecating humor.
Yeah. He's so good.
I got invited to Tom Brady's roast. I got invited to Tom Brady's roast last night.
Yeah. But don't you have to post something?
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
It'd be so random.
Right.
It'd be so random coming from you. Like you post something on Instagram roasting Tom Brady. People would be like, what the fuck is this?
What's wrong with you?
Completely out of context. Like you just tapping through your stories and one is Kaylin just roasting Tom Brady. Yeah. And then it's normal again.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
I want to see you do it.
Sounds like a fever dream or something.
Yeah. It would be a fun. I would love to go to one of those roasts. They're always so good. Justin Bieber's was my favorite.
Justin's was good.
I did see that one.
Yeah.
Who else had a good one? Well, anyways, they're better than whatever happened in Paradise.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's the main point. But
that was an interesting season.
It was just so stupid. Like, looking back, not
honestly,
one couple together.
It felt like such a waste because no one's together.
Yeah, I think.
Is not one couple together from that?
No.
They broke up within like weeks. Mm-hmm.
I think we're just getting to the point too where I think the season of Paradise before mine, everyone was still really open to going there and meeting people. And doing it like organically. Of course, there's always like the DMs, but this season it felt so everyone knew what they were doing before they went down. And if you didn't know, you were just like out of the loop.
Oh, that's so lame. I hate that.
So I think maybe taking a break or the rumor of them taking a break is probably a good thing and like reset it. Maybe they can find a new way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I think it is getting a little bit too.
Maybe just like go like deep into random people so no one knows who's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one can like make a plan.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if you are caught talking to another person, you don't go.
Oh, just cut them off.
Yeah. It's like we've got enough people.
Or even that, like it's all girls usually from the season before and they're all so close. And I remember talking to some of the girls and they would be like, well, I'm really interested in so-and-so, but my friend likes him. So I can't. Or like, he's my friend's number one guy or my number two guy. I'm like, what? Are we like supposed to be playing a game here? Like,
right.
And I think it was just a little too, like people didn't want to step on toes. People didn't want to like look stupid where I think that's like the beauty of it is like taking chances and looking dumb.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe that's why this season fell really, really flat.
And everyone's just like so scared to make a mistake on TV and it's so boring.
And I feel like it's such a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like on my season of Bachelor, girls were just running around screaming and like no one cared.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's very like the awareness of it that and I think is making it not as fun.
That's why I think they need to go in deep seasons where people like just don't give a crap.
Agreed.
Like Lace Morris was great.
Lace is such good TV.
Yeah.
And on that season, I feel like she brought a different element because she just was like saying whatever was on her mind.
Right.
And Kat was, I guess, well, in her own way, trying to do that in our season. They were just annihilating her online. I'm like, she's on reality television.
But we're watching because there would be nothing else to watch if Kat wasn't here.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Her and Liv, they just like had the commentary when no one else wanted to say anything wrong.
Yeah. I'm bummed that there's no Paradise this season, but hopefully it comes back.
But that's not confirmed, is it? I thought it was all just rumors.
It's a rumor, but
it's like pretty confirmed rumor.
Pretty confirmed rumor.
I don't know anyone that's like going. Normally by now we would know.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Like friends who are going down again and I haven't heard anything.
Right.
But fingers crossed they bring it back.
Yeah.
I heard someone online said like we should bring back Winter Games and I think that would be so fun.
I want them to bring in like a, sorry, this is going to exclude you, like a couples show where they bring where they bring in the couples and the couples like compete in some aspect.
Yes. We pitched it to one of the people from the show and she's like, I love this. I'm going to get a raise. No word has come from it, but Bachelor Pad was so successful. So why not do Bachelor Pad of couples? And like, we're all competing. It'd be so fun.
And then bring in some singles.
I'll host with Jesse Palmer.
Not to mess with the couples.
No. But just to like, you know, bring in a bunch of couples and then bring in some singles. So maybe the singles can hook up. Yeah, exactly.
All right. I think that's a great idea. I'm so invested in like, the couples, and I feel like once they're on the show, you like never really see them again unless it's like on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see Becca and Thomas again.
Right.
It would be great in that.
They're kind of flubbing with not using their successful couples because there are so many.
Yeah, major flubbage. Mm-hmm.
So, hello, if you're out there listening.
Hello.
Bachelor.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
I want games and fun.
Games. We need like Survivor with couples or something. Traders with couples. Traders. Yeah.
Sign me up.
So we've been having the best time in Napa. So excited to have fun the rest of the trip. And I'm really excited. Hopefully we can continue this segment going on the road, catching up with more people from Bachelor Nation. So tune in and thanks for listening and thanks for coming on, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.